Blog Talk Radio.
Show today. This is Lewis Kincaid with The Runaround. It's February 24th, a Wednesday, and I'm going to do a quick show today. It's 15 minutes. I got some things I need to do. We have a life outside of this radio program. Thank you for listening to Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for some of the messages I've been getting. The numbers have been going up, unbelievably, because I don't think I've been doing that great of a job, but I like doing it, so thank you for the feedback. I just want to do a real quick program today. It's going to be about 15 minutes. I'm going to talk about the Nevada caucus, the GOP caucus last night. Donald Trump is going to be the GOP nominee for the Republican Party for President of the United States this fall. And for those of you who are totally shocked by that bit of news, don't be. There is an angry electorate out there, a section of our society that is very angry, that is upset about some of the things that have occurred in this country, changes that have occurred, their inability to say what they feel. They feel like they have been inhibited from saying what they feel because people criticize them for being angry, because they don't want to be called bad names. Names, by the way, that would probably be politically incorrect, but I thought that was what they were all about. I thought they were about political incorrectness. I thought they didn't want people to be politically correct and just say the nice things and just say what you feel. So there is an angry electorate who think that culture has changed, the economy has worked against them, and they just feel like they really have no voice. They feel literally discriminated against. And so they feel very, like I said, inhibited. And I heard a focus group. First of all, let me get to that, and I'll go to the focus group in a second. The results last night, Donald Trump won with 46% of the vote. It was his first time over 40%, which to me was kind of a watermark. You know, can he get over 40%? He did. He is increasingly seen as not having any competition. Marco Rubio had 24%. Ted Cruz had 21%. Then you have Ben Carson, John Kasich, under 5%, both of them. They're just not even there. It's basically a three-man race, but it's a three-man race that two people don't seem to want to run, actually. Ted Cruz is, I believe, through his dishonesty and his dirty tricks, it's kind of ruled himself out, because he's portrayed himself as the Christian person who wants to run for presidency and bring back Christian values to the country. And that's fine. I have no issue with that. You know, you can always have that church-state argument, you know, how far do you go? But if he wants to portray his Christian values as a reason why he wants to be president of the United States, that's fine. One of the things you have to be careful of, though, is when you're found to be doing dirty tricks against your competitors, your competition. And he has had to fire someone earlier this week for pulling some dirty tricks against Marco Rubio. He pulled the fast one on Ben Carson in the only thing he's won, which is the Iowa caucus. He pulled a trick on Ben Carson saying that during the caucus that night that Ben Carson was leaving the race. He was no longer going to be in the race, thereby hopefully getting those people who, if they don't vote for Ben Carson, would then vote for Ted Cruz to be, I mean, literally that evening, he put out that word in Iowa. And he's, you know, he's had a few instances the last two or three weeks of just, you know, lying, literally. So it kind of defeats the purpose of saying you're the Christian that's going to bring back Christian values to the White House. And the best thing I can say about Marco Rubio is he's doing a doggone good job of running for vice president, because he has won nothing so far. I was told last night in watching the results come in that he was not even in Nevada last night. So if he would have won last night, which he evidently knew he wasn't going to, but if he would have won, he wouldn't even have been in the state. So he's out campaigning in other states and hasn't won a race yet, although he's tried to portray himself before the last night of having won each one that he was in. And this weekend, or next Tuesday, is going to be, we're going to now know what's going on. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 races next week. Most of them in the South: Alabama, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, Kentucky, Louisiana. I'm sorry, Kentucky, Louisiana are the Saturday. But you have some of the SEC, they call it the SEC primary. So it's all told, it's Virginia, Vermont, Texas, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Minnesota, Massachusetts, Georgia, Colorado caucus for the Democrats, Arkansas, Alabama, and Alaska for the Republicans. Donald Trump is going to win the Republican nomination. And I think we all need to wrap our minds around that, who thought maybe 3 or 4 months ago it was unbelievable. I have said since last year, March, April last year, that this was going to be the worst GOP lineup of candidates ever since the Republican Party became a party in 1860. This would be the worst lineup of candidates. I thought a lot of them just had no chance at all. Chris Christie, Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, Santorum, Rand Paul, Jeb Bush, third Bush, just didn't have a chance. And now you have the businessman Donald Trump. And like I said, he is tapping into a group of people in the Republican Party. And there's some also in the Democratic Party, witness Bernie Sanders. We're just angry. But there's a little difference between the ones in the Democratic Party versus the ones in the Republican Party. They're angry about change in our society. I watched this focus group the other day, and they were literally saying, I cannot believe the last 8 years we've had this cultural change. A cultural change. What is the cultural change that they're talking about in the last 8 years? Okay, so it's 2016, 2008. What's the cultural change? It must be the occupant in the White House. That has to be the cultural change. If it was immigration, I think you could just go ahead and say immigration. Culture, for the very proper and politically correct GOP, the angry voters, means black. Like we're having this issue now with Beyonce. How dare she wear black leather and commemorate the Black Panthers during the Super Bowl? That's our game. And that SNL skit from a few weeks ago where, man, it was one of the best skits in the last 15, 20 years for SNL. Not just because the skit was funny or it just because it really said something about our society. And the skit was basically saying how Beyonce, in doing this halftime Super Bowl performance and the video that was supposed to be so negative toward the police officers, which I don't believe it was, but that's their perception. But how her whole, that 24-hour period of hers was so, she's not, you know, for some white people, she's not for us anymore. Why is she doing this black stuff? And, you know, obviously it was, you know, a little satire, a little sarcasm, a little tongue-in-cheek. And when she was doing the dancing and singing and snapping the fingers and, you know, it's all about the men and women's rights and, you know, powerful women, women empowerment, ladies first, then she was speaking for all of us. But white women and white people in general could embrace her. But when she went and became, what? She's black? How can this be? So this is why now you have the whole police department around the country, Miami, wanting to boycott her concerts. So there's this cultural shift. This is what Donald Trump is representing. I'm going to make America great again. He has a bumper sticker. He has a bumper sticker. So, I mean, one of the things you want to do as a politician, or if you're trying to sell anything, and this man is nothing else if not a salesperson, is break it down into a soundbite. Making America great again. Now, again, this is a loaded term for some people. Making America great again. When was America great before? Aren't we going toward greatness in the future? I think more I see, my point of view is I'm seeing more people getting involved in the process, in the voting, and finding out what it is that they need for their own neighborhoods and societies to grow. I think that is dangerous for some people. It's intimidating because this didn't used to be before. Let's call it like it is. Black people knew their place once upon a time. They were over there on the side. They couldn't live in certain areas. They were redlined out, so white people didn't have to worry about them as much. Now, as things are becoming more integrated, it is becoming, literally, it's just becoming too dangerous for them. This cultural change. I mean, let's literally, the phrase this lady said, the culture is changing. I don't know. I can't believe my country is changing so much. And people feel like they can't speak the truth or they'll be called a racist or a bigot. I don't think that's true. If you have an opinion, say what you feel. I think the problem is you really don't know what you're talking about and you don't want to be called on it. That's the issue. So I tell people, if people disagree with my point of view on something, let's have a discourse. Let's go back and forth. But I don't think you can say what you feel and then not have people respond to you. I think that's the problem with them is they aren't really, they can tell you that they feel uncomfortable, but then if you ask them to explain it, then they start fumbling with words because they can't say what they feel. I tell them, say what you feel. If you want to say the N-word, if you want to say it, and now I'll know where you're coming from. We can probably figure this out. So it's going to be interesting. But Donald Trump is going to be here. Donald Trump is here to stay. He's going to be the Republican nominee. We'll see where the Democrats are. I'll be back on Friday. I'll have a longer show and get into it a little bit more. But there's a lot going on, and people are unhappy, a segment of the Republican Party. Thank you. I just wanted to do a few minutes today. I'll get back to you on Friday for Free Flow Friday. Have a great day. Mm-hmm.